This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Gaza mediators in Qatar on Tuesday in pursuit of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas terrorists. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani.
Blinken spoke to reporters while departing Qatar.
Our message is simple, it's clear, and it's urgent. We need to get the ceasefire and hostage agreement over the finish line.
Hamas and Israel are signaling that challenges remain. Hamas called the latest proposal a reversal of what it had previously agreed to and accused the U.S. of reluctantly accepting what it called new conditions from Israel. Blinken added that for the sake of civilians in Gaza, all parties need to move quick.
This needs to get done, and it needs to get done in the days ahead, and we will do everything possible to get it across the finish line.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Turkey's embargo on trade with Israel is facing growing scrutiny amid opposition claims it's being increasingly avoided, Dorian Jones reports.
Protests against trade with Israel are continuing across Turkey. Opposition parties are bombarding social media with videos condemning the trade and blaming Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The demonstrations come despite official figures showing the $7 billion bilateral trade has fallen to all but zero since Erdogan imposed a trade embargo on Israel in May. But analysts say trade is continuing by third parties. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
A tropical depression continues to dump heavy rain in southern South Korea and the populous Seoul region after weakening from a tropical storm. Some southern areas recorded up to 6 inches of rain, and parts of the capital region had more than 3 inches of rain as of Wednesday morning.